bus routes should be different? Does a 24-hour shop not stock your favorite snack? Do you want your voice heard on important issues like college affordability? In order for the Student Government Association to fix your problems, we need you to tell them to us. This is why we made the page WTFUMD. Tweet your problems, thoughts, and recommendations to @WTFUMD or post on Facebook at facebook.com/WTFUMD. What to fix at UMD? Tell us your problems.
Freeform radio at its finest here at WMUCFM College Park. Photo 18 proper, an instrumental from Blues for Allah, previously unreleased until at the moment. There were some box sets done with extended versions of all the Grateful Dead material. Since then, there's been a 50th anniversary released Blues for Allah, but it didn't include this stuff. So, anyway, Grateful Dead, Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo from Dave's Picks bonus disc from 2023. And that was Roosevelt Stadium, Jersey City, New Jersey. And that was September 19th, 1972. Grateful Dead with Samson and Delilah from Dave's Picks Volume 57. That was released earlier this year, Uptown Theater, Chicago, Illinois, on February 1st, 1978. And Peggy O, Dave's Picks, Volume 58, which is the latest. Actually, 59 is just coming out. Maybe I'll get it today. Anyway, Peggy O from Dave's Picks, Volume 58, Curtis Hickson Hall, Tampa, Florida. December 18th, 1973. And Grateful Dead. I Know Your Rider is from Dave's Picks, the bonus disc from 2026, which was 58. And that's December 17th, 1973, with I Know Your Rider. And that was in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, much more to come, so stay tuned. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock at least. A little bonus material maybe tonight. I've been doing that lately. So there's just so much to cover for Jerry's career. So we'll just keep on going.
Superstitious Blues, one, two. check my situation. I read my horoscope each day. Make sure there's good vibrations and everything's okay. Went to the psychic meter to have my fortune told. Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. I'll take those. Ow.
vicious minds are talking, trying to tear us apart.
Thank you. walking down the street. You can feel it. You can feel it in your feet. And the people passing by, see them giving you the eye. They know. See them smiling. You've got the rhythm. Yeah, you're in the groove. You're in the groove.
Time is now.
Well, that's when we are, but I was asking.
It's every single Saturday, always from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, but where?
The Middle East, 17 people.
Over 5,000 years of Japanese.
Any regular screwdriver will be able to.
A horsehead nebula.
7 laps remaining here in the final round.
Relax.
What? I'm not sure. It just...
The place.
Yes.
Is here.
Oh.
90.5 FM.
No.
WMUC.
I see.
College Park, Maryland.
That's right. It is College Park, isn't it?
And you're looking for the surrealistic stream of consciousness sounds of Dave Sisson. And you've found it.
Really?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So
Dave's record collection here on WMUC FM College Park. Again, paying tribute to Jerry Garcia, born this day in 1942, August 1st, 1942, and died August 9th, 1993, at the age of 1995, at the age of 53. Tranquility in the background from Country Joe McDonald, Superstitious Blues, an album that Jerry was featured on. Not that particular track, but many tracks on that album. Ken Nordine, I Love a Groove with Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. That was from Devout Catalyst, released in 1991. And Legion of Mary, You Can Leave Your Hat On, from Garcia Live, December 14th and 15th, 1974, covering Randy Newman, and that was the Northwest Tour, December 15th. EMU Ballroom, Eugene, Oregon. Country Joe McDonald with Superstitious Blues, the title track to that 1990 release, and lengthy song there with You Can Leave Your Hat On. So short set as far as the number of songs, but that can happen. So we're going to lead off the next set with Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. We're covering Miles Davis with So What, Take One. From the 8th of March, 1991, and that was released in 1998. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection again, Jerry Garcia Tribute, the annual Jerry Garcia Tribute. Be with you till at least 10 o'clock tonight, WMUC-FM College Park, WMUC.umd.edu. Stay tuned, 90.5 FM, this is Dave's Record Collection.
Thank you.
This is Ken Nardine, speaking to you from WMUC. was talking to Tom about this movie that nobody wants me to make. It's a musical called M, starring Siamese twins connected by the lips.
Connected by the lips.
Now, I figured out how to do that, too. See, I have this dentist friend.
Oh.
Very religious guy.
Yeah.
In fact, he believes in the laying on of hands. He really would touch a tooth and make it better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I go to him. I can't stay in pain.
Right.
But I'm getting off the track. He has I think he'd go along. He could be in the movie.
Okay. All right. All right. Does he have any acting experience?
No.
No?
He'd be a reactor.
Ah. Yeah. Ah, just a reactor.
He's got this new mask that he wears.
Yeah.
And yellow gloves. He's afraid.
Yeah.
He's very nervous. Oh. But I get the camera. It's a wide-angle camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ask him if he could make a double mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, have you seen these things that they use in the circus? Where the girl bites into this mouthpiece and they pull her up.
Ah, yeah, yeah. They suspend her by and she's biting onto some kind of a stick or something.
Up to the top of the tent?
Yeah, right.
Well, he'd make a double thing with a little rubber holding it together.
Ah, yeah.
And then we'd audition these identical twins.
Yeah.
And that would hold them together. See, it would look like I'm talking about.
Right.
Maybe we should have a boy and girl. Are there boy and girl identical?
They're not. I wouldn't call them identical. I mean, if they were boy, boy and girl.
Then they could be separated in the film.
Uh-huh.
See, the idea is not just that, though. That's just part of it.
Yeah.
There's another guy in the film that I try to help. Because I thought of calling the movie The Devout Catalyst.
Yeah.
Is the title. Mm-hmm. There's another guy who is a tattoo artist.
Hmm.
But he's that old guy. He wants to do something very special.
Something new. Yeah. Something in the world.
So we go to this chemist that I know, and he makes a slippery ink.
Yeah.
So the tattoo, it just doesn't sit there.
Right.
It moves slowly across the surface of the skin.
Yeah.
Toward the nearest opening. See how many openings are there?
Well, you mean orifice? How many actual?
One, two,
three, four, five.
Whichever one it's closest to. Goes in there, and then it moves inside your body through the endothelium.
Yeah.
And say it was an eagle.
Yeah.
It gets inside of you and it gets digested.
Yeah.
Maybe it gets stuck in. Yeah. Behind your right kneecap.
Right,
rub it, gets loose, and then it comes out. It looks like a clay.
Right.
Or maybe a moon wall. Or thermal.
That's wild. Yeah. Well, I got a little money laying around.
What we'd have to have with that is that's a special effect.
Yeah.
We'll have to get some kind of a decal that will slide across this.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, when I tell anybody about this, they laugh and... So what I figure I'll do is put my own money in it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just put
in the movie.
Yeah.
The kids, my three kids, and my wife, want to have me committed.
Right.
That's the plot. That if you really do what you want to do, then they'll commit you.
Yeah. Wow.
Be a great movie.
Well, are you going to direct?
If we can get Jerry to do the music.
The music, yeah.
And you could,
maybe I could play a part.
You could be the guy I'm talking to.
Yeah, right. I bet you.
Get a far out bar and sit there and be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
The musical called M.
Well, I'm looking to diversify my investment portfolio, and I've been looking to get into something strange, so.
What we could do, we could have you in it. Take out your wallet.
Yeah.
And moths fly out.
Yeah.
That's a special effect, too.
You get a bug guy for that. They have bug guys in Hollywood that all they do is they work in the insect world. You're going to have a lot of medical footage in this, too, I guess.
Yeah, I could put that thing in about the January flies, too. Right?
Yeah. January flies. What?
That's insane.
What are January flies?
Yeah, we don't have them in Chicago, but... In the middle of January, head to the bedroom, there are 20 of these, almost as big as horseflies, on the pink walls. And
that's annoying.
Yeah. And they they were sluggish because it was January.
They were a little slow.
Well, and I couldn't hit them with the paper because they'd splat.
Yeah, paint you.
Spray them.
You're going to sleep. You don't want that in the room.
I'd put myself in.
Yeah.
So I got the bright idea to get the vacuum cleaner with the long hose. We sucked them into the vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
And when they were all gone.
Well, but they were in the vacuum cleaner, really.
Yeah, it's still alive, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
I went down there. So I put some tissue paper at the end.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't get out.
Hmm.
But they come back the next night. There were 20 or 30 more.
Wow.
So, what I did then, I called Chimney Sweep.
Chimney Sweep?
Yeah. There was a girl by the name of Debbie Duff.
She's a chimney sweep.
Yeah, from Vermont. She said, let me check your chimney.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. I mean, if you have a fly problem, a lot of people will look in the chimney first.
And she took the barricade that I had so nobody could come in through the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
There were two dead squirrels inside there. That's good.
Oh.
And the flies belong to the squirrels.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, she sold us three squirrel traps for the chimneys.
Yeah.
We're safe now.
Yeah. No more flies.
Do you think we could get her in the film?
Gee, I don't know. We could write a part for her. Does she have any film experience?
I guess we'd have to get two dead squirrels in the film, too.
Yeah, well, you get an animal guide for that.
Gee, I'm so glad that you're interested in
that. Yeah, I think I'm ready to go into production. And, so you just let me know.
Great. We'll call it The Devout Catalyst.
I love it.
Yeah, good title.
A lot of action in the film, too.
I have one thing that I have this picture window and column that I'll have for the titles.
Ah, nice. So the ants will actually spell out the title of the
right.
film and the credits.
Well, they'll actually pull the tissue.
Ah,
credits.
Yeah. Nice. I'm ready.
Fly with a little trailer with a tire of the film on the fly.
Nice. Nice.
Tom, you made me feel a lot better. Thanks, Doc. Seriously, I thought no one cared. But thanks.
I'm there for you, Ken.
For a pal.
Thank you.
She drove a big old Lincoln with suicide doors and a sewing machine in the back.
A thousand buildings near the end. Nothing was ever what it was.
And a light bulb that looked like an alligator egg was mounted up front on the hood.
Had myself a kind of brainstorm. Took a tablespoon of buzz.
And she had a tattoo gun that she made herself from a cassette motor and a guitar string.
X-ray eyes can see right through me. Naked thought, put on your clothes.
And she always had leaves in her hair.
You hear that funny laughing? Just the call of ancient crows.
And she cut two holes in the back of her dress because she had these scapula wings.
Somewhere near the raveled edges by the pool of thinkabits.
And they were covered with feathers and electrical tape. And when she got good and drunk, she would sing.
Once again, the notion hits me. Half is quite a bit of wit.
About Elkhart, Indiana, where the wind is tall and folks mind their own business.
Power up that upper story. 10% is all your units.
She had 100 old baseballs that she'd taken from kids. And she collected bones of all kinds.
Take a flight of simple fancy. You're the one.
And she lived in a trailer under a bridge, and she made her own whiskey and gave cigarettes to kids.
Okay, all right for you. Look into the tiger's eye.
And she'd been struck by lightning 7 or 8 times, and she hated the mention of rain.
See if you can see the desert. Or a drink, my throat is dry.
And she made up her own language, and she wore rubber boots.